Meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied, and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting the flag?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can I have a roll call, please?
Cleva?
Here.
Joel?
Here.
Donald?
Here.
Valentine?
Here.
Peggy?
Here.
Cliff?
Here. Okay, first up on our agenda, we have some correspondence from the Recreation Commission.
Good motion to receive and file.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on this?
Yes, I would like to discuss it.
I guess?
Discuss it before, okay. First off, I don't know who it was that mentioned this to Mr. Sealy, that it was going to be taken out of the budget. I think the discussion that surrounded that was taking it from the road department and moving it to the Rec Commission, not taking it out of the budget totally.
Yeah,
I don't know who told them either, but Christine in her memo to me said it was being removed, and the consensus was by council.
I wasn't here either. That's the impression I got.
The point I think he's trying to make is that the commission itself does not have the funds necessarily to do that.
And that, to me, that's not a problem. My concern was to have it moved from the road department. It's still on my notes. And have it moved to the Recreation Commission, not to take it out of the budget completely.
So we would still fund it as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the impression I was under.
Well, right. And if it's my fault, I apologize. But moving it to the Rec Commission budget doesn't necessarily mean that you will pay for it. That's where there's confusion. If you put it in, they can fund it themselves, which is what I thought you had meant.
No.
So if you want to put it in the Rec budget, you need a motion and a second to do that tonight because it needs to go into the budget prior to introduction.
Okay. I'll make the motion.
Well, let's get this other one out of the way first, then we can do that.
So then there would be a separate line item created for that purpose.
It would go into their operating expenses budget.
But they don't have an operating expense budget.
We'll create one for that line item.
Yes, that was how I thought the discussion went.
Okay, because I just want to further elaborate on that. I mean, that's great news, but I almost think either we have that line item under buildings and grounds, because my contention is, and a couple of audience members have mentioned this, that, and even in years past, and that it is a commission that council makes, whatever you call it, a donation to them, and clearly the $40,000 for salary, that's part of that donation.
Correct.
But I don't think that's enough. I'm not saying give $100,000, but I don't think $4,500 is enough, because I think they need more of a budget for maintenance of the fields, for the special weed killer, for the playgrounds. I don't think it should come out of their trust from the specific programs. I'm talking about the things that benefit the whole community.
Right.
So I think it actually should, and I shudder to say this, that it needs to be more.
And to add on to that, we don't know what the costs are going to be in the future, so it would behoove us to probably look at it right now, because we don't know how much the mulch is going to cost. That can go up in a couple of years. We don't know that.
Where it goes in Recreation,
right.
OE, or Buildings and Grounds, because it almost is,
right,
Buildings and Grounds,
it almost
as far
like
as I'm
separate,
concerned.
Yeah.
But
my concern right now is, though, that this email, and I thought the discussion was just to take it out of the line item that is in the DPW and move it to a line item for that. Whether we want to add more money to it later or not, that's the impression I have.
Mr. Cushing, you want to make a suggestion?
Well, actually, not a suggestion, just a bit of information I have to very quickly read the email. And I want to share with you a case that our office had recently defending Jefferson Township, where they had a very nice park with mulch. A lady crawled up on top of what was really a kid's piece of equipment, like a climbing wall to supposedly rescue her kids. She fell down. She had horrible injuries. Broke this, broke that. And they got sued, and the issue was the depth of the mulch. The mulch was supposed to be, I think it's 8 inches. Maybe Rick knows or somebody else knows what the details are. But the claim was, in that case, the mulch was under the 8-inch requirement. And that was enough to end up paying about $220,000 to settle the case. So mulch, it's important, you know, to make
sense. And I'm not arguing.
No, I know you're not, Dave. I just wanted
what
to...
Listen, here's what I want. I want a clear accounting of the entire budget. If the Rec Commission is spending this much money, I want to know that the Rec Commission is spending this much money. If the DPW is spending this much money, this is what I want to... This is what, not to put something for the Rec Commission in the DPW, put it in their line item.
Right, no, I understand that, but I'm wondering, is it a recreation... Are those things a recreation budget item? If it's not coming from
they
their
have
program.
To be because Victor's absolutely right in his email is it has to be clean mulch. It has to be a special mulch that's put down for playgrounds.
Okay, right, okay.
But
yeah.
I mean, I can see both points here of having it in the recreation budget and buildings and grounds.
Because it's considered the grounds of the borough.
There's a logic
you know?
To it. Robert,
yeah, I did get a chance to speak to the recreation director today about this mulch. And according to him, the special mulch is not a necessary item. It's not a required item. You can have regular mulch, wood mulch, and you can get it for free.
No, you can't.
Well, that's not that. I talked to him on the phone, too, and he said it's fully opposite.
For the playground area,
yeah.
You need a special mulch.
Right? No, you don't.
That's what I was told. You need a special
you don't.
Mulch.
Well, if you read the handbook, which he showed me, which I didn't bring a copy of, so be willing to, of course, share. It does describe the different choices as options. You have pebbles, you can get play sand, you can get mulch, or you can get this special mulch. Or you can get rubberized mulch. So these are the choices, and according to him, he said you can use the regular mulch. And he said if you use regular mulch, the only difference, because it's not treated with anything, is you have to worry if kids play in their bare feet. That's, you know, the worst case scenario, because the difference is the other mulch that is treated is also more shaved and a little bit finer than regular wood mulch. But that's from the words of the recreation director.
I think we're getting a little bit outside of where we are, too.
Yeah. One more quick suggestion on that. Your statewide insurance fund, which is your insurance carrier, has a loss control guy, Ivan Cohen. I don't know if you've ever met him.
Right.
He will come out, inspect your mulch, and tell you what the regulations are. That's part of the job. So if you contact the agent, he can arrange to have him come out, you know, get whatever the regulations are, and then help your recreation director.
Dick, would that be something the recreation director would discuss with him?
Yeah, okay. Sure. Bring him out.
I think we're getting, like you said, the mayor said we're going to start doing
it.
I think we're...
Okay, so that's the discussion.
Any other discussion in particular on this?
But I would just like to add one thing to this. 4 years ago, we gave them $200,000 when they were a committee. 2 years ago, we gave them $149,000 when they were a committee. Last year, we cut substantially. So, you know, his email also says 4 years without it. I'm not opposed to putting that down, but I think it should come out of that line item and put
right.
where it belongs.
There's also, just another point, there's also regulation in the manual that I did read the portion of, and it says you can go up to 10 inches, and that's what he's recommending, the commission's recommending, up to 10 inches. So there could be an alternative, you can put down regular wood mulch and then top it off with, say, an inch or two of the other. It would save a lot of money if we all choose to vote for it at all.
Okay, any other discussion on that? All in favor of receiving and file correspondence?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Mr. Jewell, you were about to make a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to, I guess we're going to put this on a separate line item. And if we're gonna
yeah, fund it in a separate
yeah.
line item.
That's fine.
What line item?
Recreation.
Recreation.
So in the line item as appropriate as determined by the CFO?
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that? Should we put the dollar amount in that, Ms. Blanchard?
Yeah.
You want to put the dollar amount in your motion?
Should it be to be determined or
the
actual 4,500?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, any other discussion on that?
Well, yeah, I mean, are we...
Well, I feel we should increase it, but I can mention that at the budget workshop.
Sure.
We have another one.
Can we increase it?
Sure, we can increase it, you know, before introduction.
Should I?
So, hold on, I'm just not clear as to what we're...
Oh, can I make a motion that, what, how do we do that, close that motion?
Sorry.
Got to make a vote.
But...
Okay.
Am I a little clarification on what we're voting on?
Okay, well, Mrs. Glebe, you're looking to make a different motion?
Amend the motion.
After, we'll finish this one, and then...
Amend the motion or make a different motion?
After we close this one, I'll make a new one.
Got it.
Okay. The motion is to take the $4,500...
Isn't the motion to put that line item into the rec without the dollar amount?
But...
With the dollar amount. To put it into rec, to just transfer it out of...
DPW.
DPW into rec, in a line item as deemed appropriate by the CFO.
Thank you.
All right, let's have a roll call on that since it deals with cash.
Joel?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
No.
Cleveland?
Yes.
Okay. Mrs. Glebe, you want to do something else?
And I was going to make a motion to increase the amount for the recreation operating expense. I don't know how you can specify though, for like the buildings and grounds thing, you know, for like the you know, the appropriate weed killer and...
They can't spread weed killer. No.
Well, okay, well...
They have to have somebody that quests. I understand what you're saying. I would, me personally, I would...
Or like the snack bar, like the building. I know they want to work on the snack, you know, the concession
stand.
That
would be a capital improvement. But what I would like to see where we're going to get it from before we go say that we're going to increase it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
If we can take money, if we're going to have another budget workshop, say, all right, listen, we cut this much, we can take this much and put this here. I don't just want arbitrarily want to give a number.
Okay.
I have a suggestion. What about, if we're going to do another budget workshop between now and then, would you have a chance to talk to them?
Mm-hmm. I'll make a point to.
Okay. To see, get an idea of a dollar amount from the rec department, what they would like and what we might be able to spend.
Okay, we can set another budget workshop during council comments. So.
And see, if they want to do capital projects, that would have to go into the capital improvement, the capital project line item. That wouldn't go directly into the rec budget, you know what I mean? That would have to go into capital improvement.
Right, for that thing. Yeah, like I said, I'm just trying to think off the top of my head what...
Okay.
So I didn't make a motion, so it was just more discussion.
Okay.
I'll do it at the budget workshop.
Good. Okay, at this point I'd like to open up the audience portion of the meeting for remarks, statements, and testimony from guests.
I just want to know... If
I may, Ms. Adler, just name and address for the record, please. Yeah, I know it's a pain, but...
That was... Who? Fisher Avenue, Washington, New Jersey. I think it was 2 years ago. I remember having a comparison of 1 year to the other for the budget. Are we going to get that this year as people that want to look at it, other than your council and you?
Once it's introduced, I believe that's when it's
public. Yeah, they will be up on the web.
Yeah.
Is that then too late to question anything?
No.
No, because
there'll
still be a public hearing.
Oh. Did we have one last year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I could see in a moment, I guess. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, anyone else?
Make a motion to close the meeting.
Second. Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? We have no ordinances. Now we have reports.
Make a motion to file the reports.
Second. Any discussion on any of the reports?
Well, the budget stuff I'll talk about when we get to the budget stuff.
Okay.
And I'll just publicly thank the CFO for giving me the year-to-date column.
Okay, anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Committee reports, Mr. Valentine, Manager Search Subcommittee?
Yep, I just wanted to go over, we have altogether 25 resumes. I think Christina sent out five sets of questions.
25?
25 resumes. We sent out five sets of questions, and so far I think we got three back. And we're still getting started.
Of the 25, you sent five, but you narrowed it down to five?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And there are still resumes coming in?
Yeah.
There will be until the end of the month. And then old business, we have 2012 budget information, the questions that we asked at our last workshop. Do we need to receive and file that? No. Okay, any discussion on any of that?
Yes.
Yes.
Mrs. Gleba, you came up first.
All right, let's see. I do want another budget workshop, so I could save all these things for then, or...
That's good.
Same here, too. I mean, I wasn't there.
Whatever everyone wants to do.
Ask them now.
Ask them now?
Let's get them out of the way so we have a shorter workshop.
Does everyone think, and we probably will, given that Christine will be handling it until we get someone in, that we have enough in the salary and wages for the manager to cover what we owe him and then obviously start paying the new manager? Do you think, does that need, again, I hate to say, do we need to increase the budget item, but do you think we're safe with that number that we have? You know, because we have to pay that $28,000.
I just hope that we decrease it.
So that was confirmed about his sick time for 2012?
That number at that point, yes. There, he will be taking vacation and has taken vacation and sick time since, so that number will be lower.
Good, it will be
that
lower.
Was current as of when it was proposed.
Okay. Increase it.
So when do you think we'll have a true number?
March 1st? Probably.
And, well, along that line, you know, in the letter it said that he was willing to take payments.
Right.
So, do we have to negotiate that with him?
I think it would at least be worth a discussion.
Like how many payments?
Yeah.
For how long?
Do we need him here for that?
Mr. Cushing?
Say that again?
Do we need our manager here for that?
For what?
To discuss his payment plan if we decide to go that route for paying him his owed benefits?
You have not given him a Rice notice, right?
No.
But we had it in correspondence from him that he's offering this as an option to us.
Well, why don't you do this? You want to talk about it tonight in an executive session? Is that something you'd want to do?
Is that whatever it would be?
Well, we'd have to get a Rice notice, but the question is, could we call the manager and find out if he consent to having the issue discussed? Or we put on the record that he consented?
It's not an issue, Dick. It was offered to us that he would accept payments. His words, not ours.
Right.
We're just talking about how many installments are there to be had?
Well, I don't know if that's a, let's see, can I see, is that the letter? Is that his letter?
No.
So what exactly do you want to do? You want to...
I guess open negotiations for those payments.
Yeah, if we owe $100, you know, we take 100 installments.
Okay, so you want to...
$1.
Cost more than the paperwork.
And you that's compromise good. At 99, right? Okay. Okay. So the issue, okay, so it's, we're not really discussing terms and, discussing contractual negotiations. I think we could put it under contractual negotiations.
But it would still be executive?
Yeah.
No Rice?
Yep, no Rice. I think we could do that under that because you're not talking about his performance per se. That's an irrelevant issue at this point in time. It's really what kind of response the governing body is going to give to responding to a statement that he's made as to what he believes his compensation is, or what he's due, let's put it that way. Is that right? Do I understand it correctly?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have that number.
Right.
It's just how many
checks we're going to cut to get to that number.
In other words, you're not, usually a rice notice is for the purpose of telling an employee that he or she is going to be discussed using the terms and conditions of their employment. You know, you're doing a good job, you're doing a bad job, we want to change this, we want to change that. The way I would differentiate this from that type of situation is that you've gotten a contractual demand, let's say, from the manager as to how a particular element of his termination should be handled. You want to consider that and then get a response. Right?
Yeah.
So that's I think
here's
you could say that's
offer.
Contractual negotiations.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think you could do that.
Okay, so we'll postpone that until we get to an executive.
Thank you.
Okay, do you have anything else on the budget questions?
Yes.
I guess there's the one, it's like a question and will turn out to be a recommendation. I still have issues with the group health insurance. Like, I've been looking at, like, the trend, what we spend the last, what we actually spent, what we put in the budget and what we actually spent. And we never spend nearly that much, you know, for the group health insurance. So, like, why can't we just, you know, knock 10,000 off of that number? Like, did we get a bill? Did we get, like, a quote saying and we're going to get billed so that it totals that $260,000? Why can't we make it $250,000? Because we've never, last year we only spent,
$214,483.
Thanks.
I was ready because I agree. That's a big jump.
But every year we've never even come close to spending. I understand there's increases every year.
You have to take into consideration some family changes, like events. You do think the budget is slightly higher than you paid in the past. If someone has a baby, someone gets married and has a family policy.
Right, sure.
We do know of one person who may be coming on our insurance this year. So these are the things you have to take into consideration when you're budgeting for this.
Okay.
Because if an employee who's eligible gets married and adds attendance, you have to cover them.
Okay.
So we need the money to be able to pay for that.
But even would one person raise it $50,000? The premium?
Not one person, but a family.
Could raise it $50,000.
Even with decreased employees?
We anticipate, we've already added one person that on our insurance that we didn't have last year. We anticipate adding another family. So that's the increase that you're seeing, plus the regular yearly increase.
But when we had the entire police department, we were paying less
now. We had a police department.
Right. It per capita. You know what I mean? It was a 400.
Yeah, but okay. Now we got 30 employees,
which is far less.
We actually decreased.
Yeah, so we decreased. Should be less, but you're saying because there's people that if one person was on there, say for the last 10 years, and they only did themselves, and now they get married and they want to add their spouse on, that person might be now double, and then somebody's coming in with a family that's new, that could
you
be,
have to take that.
Yeah, so that might be a little bit of an increase.
Family,
I don't know about the number increase, but yeah, I mean, yeah, I could see that there could be an increase, right? But I understand how that would work.
No discrimination there.
To another point, my question is this.
You want to send me an email about that?
Now, the contract expires at the end of this year, correct?
The labor contract.
Yes.
Yes.
So at the end of this year, then, the new contract will include 1.5%.
It will include more.
Based on income.
For next year.
So when that contract expires, do the employees, I think, Dick, this might be a question for you.
I'm listening, right?
Do the employees then pay January 1st? Or are they under the old contract until the old contract gets settled, and then would it be retro back to January 1st?
On the health care?
Yes, on the health premium. But don't you
in your collective bargaining agreements, don't you provide, even under the old agreement, that a particular type of plan is to be followed, whether it's a health benefits plan or mm-hmm. Aetna or something else?
I understand.
So that normally the way it works is you operate under the old contract. So it would seem to me that, if I understand what you're saying, the obligations would continue to pay the health benefits under the old contract, because normally that continues until you work out your new contract.
So then would it be retroactive?
The new contract?
If the new contract is in effect March 1st, let's say, do they get billed back the health insurance to January 1?
Yeah.
Under the new state law or under...
Under the new state law.
The new state law... Oh, okay. So your question is, right, okay, when did the contract expire?
And it expires end of this year.
Mr. Mayor?
End of 2012.
Yes.
Okay. So it seemed to me that
January 1st,
you'd probably start paying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This could get on involved. Is there any way we could just discuss a lot of this budget stuff at a budget workshop maybe Monday?
He said we could knock off some of the questions
I
now.
I know, but...
If everyone could please consider maybe decreasing that number, because, again, when we had, in 2009, when we had the police, they budgeted for about $424,000, they actually spent $380,000. 2010, they budgeted for $286,000, they spent $234,000. Last year, we budgeted for $214,000, we spent $174,000. And now this year, they're budgeting for $260,000. It's almost $100,000 more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I just want to... I don't want to... I can't think of a better word. Let's say a bad word.
We'll look at that a little closer.
Yes, we can look at that a little bit closer. Otherwise, that's it for now.
Okay, Mr. Jewell.
Yeah, three things. I noticed the planning board, I think we discussed it, but I don't remember in detail for what it was. That went from $7,637 up to... This year, they want a budget for $10,137. Did we know exactly what that was they requested? Was it contractual services or professionals?
I believe it was, because
it
went from 7,6 last year.
Okay, it went from 7,6,37,34 to 10,137,34.
Oh, right, yeah, that we had to approve a transfer.
Right, I remember exactly the detail what it was. The other thing I looked at, it's not a big deal to me, but I noticed it was a little bit of an increase, was the OEM, which was $5,015 to $5,500. And the road department is up $16,000 in wages.
Last year we did not have a deputy OEM.
Okay.
We are required to have one, and I believe there is one in place now.
Okay. Okay, so that makes sense. And the road department, up $16,000 in wages. They're requesting more additional.
That's probably contractual.
Contractual. Okay.
That's for the seasonal employees.
That was just to say
the
that's
seasonal employees?
Yeah.
Okay.
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 That's number 12. That was probably number 12.
You saw the email I sent you. I think it was an email.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I would like if we could have one more budget workshop with Natasha and someone from the planning board there, because I do have questions about their original, you know, request of what they want. I don't think we need to do the plan review right now, but I am curious to ask some questions about the review of the ordinances, considering that we did pay money for that review this year. So I want to know what wasn't done, or what are we missing, or
fine,
Okay.
Anything else, Mr. Jewell?
Well, I'm looking at the police budget now. I have questions already, so I think we should have that week.
Yeah, and I haven't even looked at
Let's wait on that one.
Okay.
All right. Give us a little chance to digest it, since we're just seeing it tonight. One thing I missed is that on our desk site, added to the agenda, is a permission for relay of light ribbons on lampposts and trees in the downtown area.
I'll make a motion to
second that motion.
Give permission.
Okay. Any other discussion on that? Roll call, please. I'm sorry. All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
I abstain.
And we have some tax sale certificates, 49, 50, and 51.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion on these? Roll call on those, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Bob,
yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Flores?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes.
Flavin?
Yes.
Coyle?
Yep.
Okay, vouchers.
Move to pay our vouchers.
Second. Okay, any discussion on any of the vouchers?
Yes. You go first.
Mr. Higgins. You're tired of going first. I'm sorry?
On page 13.
13.
The New Jersey PO dues for planning officials. Whose dues are those?
The professional planners?
Probably the entire board.
But the board has to pay them dues?
They want to be a member of the New Jersey Planning Official.
Okay.
New Jersey Planning Officials Incorporated.
But it is curious that there's two amounts there, so maybe,
Yeah, one's for the planning board, one's for the Board of Adjustment.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and then the page 19. I don't know why I marked that. Oh, yeah. The police, we're paying the Washington Township, say, the $535,911.54. Is that a quarterly payment?
It is quarterly, based on last year, which will be adjusted when we adopt a new budget for this year.
$2.1, that's a change, should be taxed.
I have a question.
Anything else, Mr. Higgins?
No, that's all.
Okay, Mrs. Glavy, I'm sorry, I'll get you next.
I was just curious, what's the, Rich isn't here. Is he coming to any more meetings?
This would have been his last.
This would have been his last, okay. Do you know about, what's the trailer? On page 19?
Oh, yeah, I saw that, they shared costs with the rec and the town bought that, right, together? We paid half.
Yeah, what do we need, where is the trailer, and what do we need it for?
There's something a lawnmower they're talking about, right, they need a transporter.
Right, they did purchase the trailer.
What, is it something attached to a truck?
Yes.
Oh, I'm thinking of a trailer, you know, like a mobile home.
No, it's with a ramp.
Like a little lawnmower.
What are we putting in there?
It's like a 5x8 with a ramp on it.
Two or three lawnmowers around, that kind of thing.
That'd be a good deal for $1,700.
My other thing question is, it's my understanding, like from Rich, and I know at the last meeting, we paid for it in a voucher, their first, I guess, quarterly installment, that, you know, the fire department, now we're just, we basically are just giving them the money, and they're, instead of seeing all of their purchase, us approving all their, you know, they're managing their own money. So I was wondering, why are we still getting, like, fire department things in here if we're doing it?
What page are you on?
Page 11 and page 11 and page, where is it? 19, I think it might be. Yeah, 19 and 11.
I can't answer that question. I was under the same impression. I have to go back.
Okay, if you could get that answer. And then also, do you know, I could...
If I could, can I talk about that, Dick? As a matter of explanation? If you look, the bill was for last year.
Oh, it's for last year? Okay.
Yeah.
On page 19.
You could talk about it.
What about the one on page...
I mean, on page 11 or 9 or whatever.
11, 13.
The one on page 11 was 1228, commercial pumps, okay. Thank you. All right, there we go for that. Do you also know, he told me that he arranged that not with someone else. I thought it was the library. Could you ask him who else, because I could swear in a conversation when he first told me he spoke with the fire department, there was another department, and I thought it was the library, but we're still getting lots
right,
of libraries.
I don't think so. I think it's only the fire
only
department.
Only the fire? If you could ask, maybe they backed out or something. That's all I have from this.
Mr. Torres, you had something?
Yeah, on page 15, we're getting another bill that we have to pay for forensic audit. I just want to see is where we're at in the payment plan with them. Do you happen to know offhand?
Well, there is no payment plan. They just bill us when...
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
but
I mean,
there's a top end, and basically your question is, have we finished
this
paying
is the,
them?
With the balance? Third or second time? I just want to know how many times we've paid them so far. Because it's almost the same
amount,
right?
At least, this
I would have to go
fourth.
Back and look.
It's at least a third.
Yeah.
Total of what we've paid so far?
That would be nice to know. Thank you. That's it.
Anything else?
Yes. Page 14. It's not specific. I see it's streets and roads. I'm assuming it's DPW, but it's not specific to what vehicle it is. It's I think it's like the second one down, Petty's Tire and Auto. There's a tire installed, but it doesn't say what vehicle it was. It just says streets and roads. Just to be a little more specific and see what it actually was. We keep track of that vehicle's maintenance record.
Yeah, it could be... after we're the edge of the line.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, anything else?
I have one more question. Christine, if you could just find out why under the current fund where you have the sewer salary showing up on this voucher. It's not on the sewer. It should just be on the sewer report. Why is it on the also on the...
On the salary?
Yes.
Are you saying it's to salaries is showing up on the current?
Right, on page 22.
This in has been $300,000 for this number.
And also on sewer.
That's dangerous, sure.
Well, it should just be on sewer.
The flat number.
Is it on sewer?
Yeah, is it on sewer?
Yes, it is.
But they don't have Oxford on here.
Yeah.
Is that for our sewer clerk?
Yes, for our budget.
I think that's, you're talking about the last page, that's the payroll stuff.
Yeah, salary and wages.
Yeah.
Could be the breakdown, but I'll find out what it is.
Yeah, because it's correct on the sewer, we don't need to see it on the current. That's all I had.
Okay, anything else? Mr. Roll call, please.
Valentine?
Yes.
Thorpe?
Yep.
Leibert?
Yes. Oh, wait, abstain from Finelli, page 5-7.
Joel?
Yes, abstain from the fire department, rescue squad, please.
McDonald?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes, with an extension of the fire department.
And Boyle?
Yes.
That brings us to a recap, what do we have?
Sure, you take too much time voting, man.
I will ask Natasha to move the $4,500 from DPW for the mulch into the appropriate line item in the recreation budget. We just need a date for the public works, I'm looking to, if Rich had talked to someone else about paying their bills.
Right, right.
Or updating them the money.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What do you mean? And I'll find out the total amount that was paid on that signed up audit.
That takes us to council remarks. Mrs. Leibert.
Mr. Mayor, excuse me.
I'm sorry.
I just had a question about the, I think it was the last page of the vouchers, and it was somewhere like down near the bottom, there was a 700 and some odd dollar figure for the code enforcer. And I'm just wondering, when you went over a couple columns, you had code enforcer full-time?
He was a part-time employee. You don't know where it was.
That's also, I think, in our regular budget as listed as full-time rather than part-time. In the whole budget document itself, that should be changed as well.
I see it. I'll have to look into it and see why it's listed that way. But he is part-time.
Mrs. Leibert.
Okay, yeah, I probably should have written it down so I don't stumble on my words. First of all, I know we're going to have the budget workshop, but you know, I really think we've come a long way as far as the budget, and I really think all of the departments have really done a great job as far as keeping the costs down and everything since I've been here since 2009. And also, I've given a lot of consideration and thought to the letter that was submitted by the concerned citizens last time. And I wanted to just get a feel from council, because I agree, I think we are at a crossroads between having to hire the new manager and then also this is going to be an election year and we will be, I don't even know if you're running, but you know, next year we could have a new mayor. And I know some people have mentioned the idea of the new form of government, and so I think in some ways, although the manager has some less responsibilities, there are certain things, even though if there's less employees, there are certain things that the manager still has to do. So whether it needs to be a full-time managerial job, you know, I don't know, but I liken it to when I'm having a party, whether I'm having two people or 20 people, I'm still cleaning the whole house, I'm still shopping, I'm still cooking, so there's certain things the manager still has to do. But my point is, you know, is this governing body, you know, interested in changing the form of government, like as they mentioned in that letter? Because if not, that's fine. If the citizens wanted to do the petition, I just think to know if we're going to do that now before we hire the new manager. And again, if we're going to change the form of government to say what Hackettstown has, where the mayor is basically the manager, then that would affect who we want to see on that ballot and who we'd want in that place as mayor. So I'm just, I don't know if I need to make a motion to get...
Before you get too far into that, I have answers to most of the questions from that questionnaire on a piece of paper. Mr. Cushing provided me with a little guidance tonight as to some legal questions that I had to that.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, if you're changing the form of government and or merging, we feel that a good minimum time frame for that is it's going to take 2 years between a potential municipal charter study, getting it on the ballot, putting everything in place for that. So, I mean, your concerns are valid,
right?
But they're not immediate.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, I just wanted to put that out there.
So, I know, but I'm saying, so is this something that this governing body wants to pursue? And if that's the case, we could, like you said, look into that study? Or this governing, you know, the majority of the governing body is content with the form of government we have, and that's it. That's kind of like the end of it. From our perspective, what the citizens want to do as far as a petition and putting it on a referendum is not. I think probably that route will be better with the study. You know, because I don't know what's the better form of government. You know.
Do you think it would be worth looking into?
I think it would be, because I agree we are at a crossroads, so I think it would be something good to look into.
Okay, Mrs. Sloan, you wanted to add something?
It'll be over my dead body.
Because? Can you elaborate a little bit for us? I mean, you made such a comment.
You want to know the method of death.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my personal opinion is that the form of government we have works adequately. I've looked at other forms of government through the Faulkner Act and what is allowed, and I don't see one that's really more appropriate for
us. That's what I mean. I haven't done the research, so I don't know.
Yeah, they may have some different advantages, but they have more disadvantages also. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's my personal opinion.
And that's what I'm looking for. What's the consensus?
It's only because of history, Janine, that I know. It's only history that I've...
Which is valid.
Yes.
We hope we learn from our mistakes.
That's my biggest
objection.
Question is because it didn't work years ago, I don't think it'll work now.
Now, if New Jersey comes up with new forms of government, you know, maybe it would behoove us to look into them, at least to see what they may have.
Right.
But I don't see anything on the horizon in that nature.
I would just like to say this. There are 21 counties, 566 municipalities in the state of New Jersey. Everybody knows that, right? There are 23 municipal managers in the state of New Jersey.
The rest are?
Administrators.
Different forms of government.
Yeah. Some are business administrators, some are strong mayors, where the mayor is
the... There's a strong mayor.
Some are the clerks.
Work
the
every
one.
Day. There's the strong mayor form, like Hackettstown, like you were talking about.
There's also committee
where their
form.
Their clerk doubles as the administrator and carries out what the mayor wants done on a day-to-day.
So there's a bunch of choices given.
But there are 21 counties, 566 municipalities, and 23.
Like us.
With managers, municipal managers.
Okay. So does that mean you'd be in favor of a change or not?
I'm not saying that I would be in favor of a change.
Would you be in favor of looking at a change?
I would be in favor of looking at anything.
Okay. Mr. Jewell?
I'd be in favor of study.
It's not going to cost us anything.
Yeah.
Well, you're talking about individual studies, as I interpret it.
No, this is look to the option. I mean, I'm content, I think, what we have. But, again, if you're looking at 2 years down the road, is it feasible? You know, that's what the study's going to tell us.
Would it make sense for you, I don't mean to interrupt, Mayor, but just thinking, listening to what you're saying here, would it make sense for you, since there's a little ambiguity here right now, to wait until after you hire your new manager?
Well, some of the question was getting it in before.
No, I understand, but mechanically, you're going to have a little difficulty doing
the
that.
Putting the cart before the horse.
But would you want to get your new manager in first? And then, you know, wait 3 months or 4 months, and then he, she could provide you with some background information, some factual information, and so forth.
Yeah. Well, I guess that would
sort of
go
guide you along.
I guess part of that, though, is that the manager could, you know, if we didn't need that form of government, that person would be out of a job, which goes to we wouldn't need a we wouldn't want to be in a 4-year contract.
And we got to look at contract.
Just by way of history, Vernon Township recently, it was last year, I think it was, switched from a manager form of government to a Strong, yeah, to admit, they have an administrator, and I think it's a strong mayor, but I'm not 100% sure about it, or maybe it's just a township form of government. But the man, the
Jerry,
who used to be on this council, is now, was the manager, and is now the administrator up there. So basically, the form of government ended, that ended his contract as a matter of law. But he was able to transition from a manager to an administrator. He wanted to keep his job, you know, and, you know, he's doing a good job. So, you know, that can be, it can be done. I'm not advocating it one way or another. The only question...
And I'm not either. I'm just thinking of the timeline since we're looking for the manager, since we're going through a mayoral election, and this is something that some people are talking about. I want to make sure we're doing it early, but if we... Got 2 years?
My only suggestion, Bridget, it's a complicated process. It requires you to learn a lot about different forms of government. You really have to hire a manager right now because you can't just switch, you know, instantaneously.
Right.
And it's a lot of work to hire a manager.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to bite off more than you can immediately chew. And if you do get a new manager in, he or she can provide you with information. Maybe it's slanted because he or she would want to keep her job. But, you know, they'll provide you with the factual information and probably help you out in the process. That's just a thought.
Mr. Boyle, do you want to look at explore changing the form of government?
You know, that's not a quick fix, Ray. I bet you conservatively it'd be 5 years before anybody can decide on anything because a study is really just a bunch of opinions.
Yeah, I mean, 2 years is really a best case.
Yeah, get it. Look what we did with the police. You know, but it's interesting to look at. You know, if the people want it, and they put on, they want it, and they vote for it, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I like
to see them put it on the ballot,
yeah.
If that's
true. Yeah, I agree. Ultimately, it has to go on the ballot
the
anyway.
People should do the work to get what they want.
But everybody has to understand that the investigation of the charter, how that works out. It's
right.
Not just that you get a bunch of signatures and say it goes on the petition. It
no.
doesn't work.
Well, I know, but that's the organization, whoever's going to be doing this, I don't think it should be a government responsibility. No, I don't know.
It does.
But anyway, I like the checks and balances we have now. It doesn't work great all the time, but it does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Valentine?
I think we should take Dick's suggestion. And, look at them fine. I mean, you always should look and see what different options are. But it seems like what Pat said, it's working. It doesn't work perfectly, but it works. You know, so
okay.
I'd proceed cautiously.
So, Torres, your thoughts?
I like the idea that we keep with the history and maintain our form of government based on our history. And as Patrick said, it does suffice. It has its checks and balances. It has its faults. All the forms are not perfect, though. They all
right.
have some problems, because I am familiar with a lot of the other forms. And most of the forms are either an administrator or a manager. And as Dave said, there's only a few that have the R form.
Yeah.
So if we switch, you know, there's only a couple options, maybe three options that we could possibly choose anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so if, you know, I mean, if it's a free study, does not cost the borough any money to do a feasibility study, then fine. I would be in favor of that. But if it costs a dime,
if we have it done, the study done professionally or by someone else, it's going to cost. If you want to research it yourself, then it's free, is what it boils down to, or at least it just costs you your time.
That's good. That's all I wanted to hear with everyone.
It won't happen in my time on the council.
The only thing I worry about is it may hinder a manager selection candidate because they hear that or realize that we're thinking about changing. That may change their view.
It could.
Well, based on everyone's thing, the consensus is it's good the way we have it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not doing anything.
The average lifespan for a manager or a business administrator in a community is about 5 years anyway. So it's not that long a period of time. Anything else, Mrs. Gleeber?
That's it, thank you.
Mr. Torres?
Maybe we can change that trend.
We did after getting rid of one who was here for 22 years.
No, I think this week I'm good on the council comments level.
Okay. Mr. Valentine?
Mine is Natasha will be at the next workshop.
We will invite her?
Yes.
Depending on what it is.
Is that Monday?
We'll get there.
Did we decide when that's
going
to be? No, we haven't yet, but we'll get there.
Yeah, that's the other thing I was asked. When are we going to do it?
Well, let's do that after we get through the council comments. We'll decide
okay.
that.
Okay, all right.
Anything else?
That's it.
Mr. Higgins?
I brought some information back from the league about the scrap metal piece. Everybody brought this. And I was just wondering if there was any contact, because guess who just hired him?
Who?
Clinton!
Oh! The same scrap metal
people. The same company.
Isn't that something?
That's how I... Yeah, that's a...
Boy!
According to their minutes, they just hired Cinelli. C-I-N-E-L-L-I. Scrap metal people.
Huh. Because... And what's the advantage again? What's the advantage of having them again?
The advantage is they bring a dumpster somewhere, wherever we want to put it, and they pick up all our scrap metal. And then they pay us.
Yeah, that's right. Town of Clinton has that for both. I think it's scrap metal and also electronics.
Yes!
The percentage.
And that, what is that?
I think so.
What's even good about that is you don't have to take the Freon out of refrigerators or air conditioners. They do it.
That,
and then they pay you
a percentage. A percentage.
Well, aren't you going to invite them here to speak or something?
I turned the information over to the manager. The manager was going to contact them to invite them.
He must
them
have
in.
Taken it with him.
No.
Oh.
I still have a packet in my car.
Wait, who's he employed with now?
What town was that? Someplace south of here?
Yeah. Well, let's anyway, the point I saw here. That, you know, I thought that was very interesting, and I still want to pursue that. That's a source of income, and we help the people out here.
Absolutely.
They're bulky items.
That works surprisingly well. I thought it'd be a disaster. I remember talking to the event administrator down there about it. He said, people are going to put their junk outside. It's going to be a big mess. No. And when I had it, did it, and it worked great.
I looked at it much the same way, like the clothing bins. You find
beds,
furniture, and all kinds of stuff that they can't use outside of them. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what
they put it right outside their sewer plant thing.
You know, even our little bin out here has some baby stuff outside of it.
Anything else, Mr. Hayes? Some companies actually have to clean it.
I will forward that packet on to you.
Okay. I do have a copy of it someplace.
Yeah, everybody should have a copy.
Yeah.
Mr. Jewell?
They got a free calculator out of this deal.
Yeah, pretty nice. Pretty good. Yeah. Thank you to the Managers Committee for their work so far. It's starting to see a little light at the end of the tunnel here for new candidates. Obviously, our manager's not here tonight, and I wish he was to ask a few questions. Thank you for Christine for filling in for what she's doing so far. I know it's going to be a little bit longer, a tougher road up ahead, but hang in there, kid. Doing good. That's it.
Okay, Mr. Boyle.
Yeah, you know, it's really a special effort and a thank you to the clerk, you know. Under the scenes, behind the scenes, doesn't get recognized until there's a problem. I mean, you're doing an outstanding job.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mayor. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Anything else, Mr. Boyle?
No, thank you, Mayor.
Well, I'll do a ditto with that also. And I will definitely thank our former manager, Mr. Phelan, for all the work that he has done for us. He has brought a lot of accountability into this community. He has done a great many things for us. And even though he's not here tonight, I would like to say publicly thank you to him. Now time to set the budget workshop. This is Tuesday.
Monday.
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 The
27th? Yeah,
27th. I have library that evening. That doesn't mean that you still can't do it, but I wouldn't be able to do that.
What about Tuesday? I think we.
Well, do you want to pick two days, Monday and another day, and see if the CFO, the planning board, and the tax assessor, I would like to.
Right.
At least the CFO, for sure.
Stay away from Tuesday. That's the day for the adjustment meeting.
Right.
How about Wednesday, maybe, instead? Would that be work better?
Well, see, throw it out to both, Monday and Wednesday.
Monday or Wednesday. I really prefer to see Wednesday because I think we all should be here, including the mayor, for the budget workshop.
Absolutely.
If you have it early enough, I could make it. The library starts at 7, so if you could do
something. Didn't we have it early last time? I think we did, right?
I believe we did. If we could do it at 6, I could at least make the better part of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So 6 on Monday.
Six
then the mayor
Monday
can come.
Anytime on Wednesday. Wednesday is the 29th. Is that it, Wednesday the 29th?
Yeah.
Probably couldn't do it before 6 o'clock for me. Okay, anything else?
What is it?
29th.
We don't know.
Monday the 27th or Wednesday the 29th.
Okay.
Okay. There's nothing else to come before us. I'd accept a motion to adjourn.
We have an executive session. I'm sorry.
Resolution 52-2012 for anticipated litigation and contract negotiations?
Contract negotiations and ongoing litigation. It's talking about the litigation with Aegis.
Okay.
And how long do you expect it to take?
Well, from my standpoint, could be a minute. It's up to you.
15 minutes, probably.
So.
Sure. So.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll accept the motion for 52-2012.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?